Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Today's topic is about finding the purpose of your life. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God says, I know the plans that I have for you. I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I have plans to give you a future filled with hope. God's plan. Well, how do we find God's plan? It says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You want to find God's will? You want to find His purpose for your life? Then every day, every hour, every minute, every second, trust in what you know in your heart. For your conscience is how God communicates with you. And don't trust your thoughts, your tricky thoughts that mislead you and are the voice of folly, the thoughts of others who don't know what they're doing, or the thoughts, the plans, the words, the whispering of the betrayer. Trust in God. Stay close to what you know in your heart. Walk humbly and call upon God. We're going to be talking about that today. So stay tuned and fasten your seatbelt. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Count It a Blessing. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. I'm stopping by to remind you of some things. First of all, life has a purpose. Your life has a purpose. And you have to find it. Now, it's kind of a mystery, and it's also like an Easter egg hunt. You have to look. You have to search. If you don't search, you're not going to find. You have to search. Now, you could be a person who has no idea that there is God, maybe. Maybe you just totally don't know. You haven't even thought about it. You've enjoyed sports and school and friends, all that stuff. But as you start to get older, you begin to search and you don't even know what, maybe you don't even know what you're searching for. But somehow you're searching. And at some point, and I can't tell you when it will be, it starts to come together. And God makes it happen. You can't make it happen. He makes it happen. Before you even know that He's making it happen, He's making it happen. When I started to get better, I pulled a book off of my shelf that had been sitting there for years. And I opened it up, and there was a meditation there. And I read it, and somehow I was ready. When I started to get better, all of a sudden I lost my jobs. All my work went away. But it was all part of the plan. So I had lots of time because I had a lot of things to see, a lot of baggage from the past to see now in God's light. So God gives you light so that you can see and then you can search. And then you take one step at a time. Every day, a little something. You see where you resented your mom or your dad, or you see where you used somebody. You see where you were selfish, or you see where you are selfish. You see it, okay, and you realize you can't change yourself, but you just see it. And the seeing of it somehow makes a difference because now you're willing to see it. See, in the past, you didn't want to see it. And in the past, you were totally caught up with what other people had you to do. You did what everyone else said to do. They said, well, you should go to college. You should take this degree. You should get this degree. You should look for a job there. You should do this. And you look to see what other people were doing and what kind of clothes they were wearing, what kind of shoes and what the kind of car they were driving. So you basically followed other people and it was okay. But now you start to wonder, and you know that they don't have the answer for you. I listen to the radio, to all the different programs, and yeah, there's some good stuff there, but something is missing. There's something about, now I'm going to talk in mystical terms, but it's not so mystical. It is mystical, but I mean, it's not like it's far out, and it's something about the presence of God in your life, His Spirit and His light, and He makes things alive. He will make it alive so that what you do comes alive and what you say comes alive. And the things that you hear, they come alive for you.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Christ said, my words are life. They weren't just words where people say, oh, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. They had life in them. So you need to find that it's a living thing. It's a present thing. It adds a whole new dimension to your life. That's what you need. And then everything you do is you become, I don't want to say a co-creator, but in a sense, He's doing it and you're helping. See? But you're doing it in such a way that it's like you're doing it, but you always know that He's behind it. And the things that you do, now wisdom comes out of your mouth. Now you have the right touch. Now things that used to upset you, they don't upset you anymore. Now you find that you have a different effect on people. You find that you're not reacting to people like you used to anymore. They're reacting to you, which is good. And the things that you see, they remind you of God. And even the bad things that people do, they remind you of the good. And you wish for them that they could find the good. You bear goodwill for everybody. And when you don't bear goodwill for them, you see it. You secretly see it, and you know that it's not good. And look for the new life that God has in store for you, waiting to unfold. And when this new life comes to you, it'll be a surprise. And you'll say, wow. And you'll be grateful. And that's part of the new life also. So the new you has God's life in you. The things you do will have understanding and love in them, His love and His understanding coming through you. And then you have joy. You're grateful. You bear goodwill for other people. It's just beautiful.
Hi. Did you know that Roland has many free resources to help you in your Christian walk? For example, Roland has made many informative sermons and lectures, which can be watched on YouTube. Roland also has made a simple Christian meditation to help you de-stress and eliminate anger and resentment that interfere with prayer and the Christian walk. Where can you find these free resources? Simple. At SheddingShackles.com. At Shedding Shackles, you can also listen to Roland's radio shows. So, what are you waiting for? Start taking advantage of Roland's free resources today. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com.
Today's topic is betrayal. And I want to see if I can make you aware of the subtlety of it. We all have experienced betrayal at the hands of others. And I don't have to talk about big betrayals. We know about those. But there are also many small betrayals. You have an appointment with someone and they don't show up. And later they have some kind of an excuse, but you know that somehow they just didn't show up. You know about people who you've done a lot for. You wanted to help them. And in helping them, they ended up betraying you. You offered them a place to stay, and they got in your drawers and stole money out of your drawers. Or you gave them a car that you didn't need anymore, and they right away crashed it. You share something from the heart with somebody, and they mock it or discount it. Little betrayals. Or sometimes you have someone who seems to be doing everything just right. Maybe you have an employee, and they seem to be doing all the things right, especially when you're watching. But when you're not there, they betray you. Or there's some little things that they do. When you're not there, they antagonize the customer in some way. Very subtle little things. You can't hardly put your finger on it, but you sense that there's some kind of betrayal there. So it's very subtle, but you can see it in others. But what I want you to see is that you have to watch for it in yourself. The betrayer. See, sometimes people are doing really not good things, and they don't realize it. They do really, really bad things or self-destructive things, and they don't even realize that it's totally self-destructive or wrong. And then later they wake up, maybe years later, they wake up and they think back and they groan and they say, oh, how could I have ever done that? But at the time, they didn't realize it. So what was their motivation? What was it? See, like I've always said, nobody starts off wanting to make a mess out of their life. Nobody starts off wanting to do the wrong thing. But it happens. And the reason it happens is for various reasons, but one of them is emotion. We become emotional. We get caught up in things. And when emotions rise, we do things and we don't even know why we're doing them. At the time, it seems right. But only when the emotion subsides do you see that it wasn't good. How many times have you bought something under the spell of emotion? You got caught up in something and you ended up spending too much money. And then afterwards, you think, what did I do that for? You see what I mean? But I want you to see that the betrayer takes advantage of your emotional state. And when you're in an emotional state, the betrayer can whisper to your mind, can subtly, surreptitiously introduce an idea into your mind or whisper to your mind. And then you do it thinking it was your very own idea, but it was actually the spirit of the betrayer. So I want you to see that.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
There's an interesting passage in the Bible, and we've all read this passage, I know, or heard it, but let's now look at it in a new light. And here it is. It's from Matthew chapter 16. From that time, Jesus began to point out to his disciples that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things from the elders, the chief priests and scribes, and to be killed and to be raised on the third day. And yet Peter took him aside and began to give him a hard time, saying, God forbid, this should never happen to you, Lord. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's purposes, but men's. Isn't that something? Jesus said to his apostle Peter, he said, Get behind me, Satan. Well, here's what I think. A couple of key ideas. The first key idea is what I've been talking about. The spirit of the betrayer. was actually speaking through Peter. Peter didn't even realize that he was saying something that wasn't right, but there was a temptation there. It was actually tempting Jesus not to follow through with the things that he was going to have to do, which was God's purposes. So there was temptation, an alternative to God's purposes. So now, that was one idea I wanted to share with you, and here's another one. You were made by God. He is your creator. He is the potter, and you are the clay. God has his purposes. He has his plans, and he has plans for you as to how to live your life moment to moment, and perhaps he has something even more for you planned in the big picture. But God, you are his. You were made by him, and he is your Lord. And what he wants is what you must do. His will. Jesus said to God, he said, your will, Father, and not my will. Even the Lord's Prayer says, thy will be done. We're supposed to pray that God's will be done. All right? So God has things, he plans for you. He has ways that he wants you to live. And that is what you must do. And any alternative is not good. Now, from moment to moment, you have something very special. It's called intuition. It's also conscience. It's what you know in your heart. When you stray from it, if you're close to your intuition, you can sense that you've strayed. No sooner do you say something mean than you can see that it was mean. No sooner do you do something that's not right, and you can sense that it wasn't right. If you're not in an emotional state, and if you're not all caught up in selfish pursuits, and if you haven't given yourself to some other authority. So anything that substitutes for intuition or for conscience, for what you know in your heart, is not right. And that's why it needs emotion. What's right is right. What's true is true. If you see what's right, you just do what's right. You don't need any emotion. You just see it and you do it because it's right.
Musical practicing takes discipline, but after that, the results should sound natural. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. I've played much of the music that you hear on Shedding Shackles. And when I'm practicing, I like to use the right fingering and practice diligently so that the piece will be well polished. At the same time, classical music should have an expressivity that sounds spontaneous and sounds natural. When you hold fast to what you know is right in your heart, you'll have a natural success that comes along with joy and a zest for life. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So let me make it real simple. The answer is awareness. You have to be aware. And you can't be aware when you're emotional, when you're caught up in things. But one of the things that we get caught up in is our very own thoughts. And maybe they're not your very own thoughts. But whatever is going on down there, you are lost in it. It pulls you down into it. And then you can't know whether it's right or not, whether it's wrong or not, whether it makes sense or not, whether it's even your idea or not, or whether it's temptation in some subtle guise. You know that sometimes people come up to you and they say something, and you can sense that they're tempting you to react. They're tempting you to resent. They're tempting you to get angry, or they come up with a little gossip, and they're tempting you to get involved in it. Now, that's very obvious. But what's not so obvious is when your own thought comes up with an idea, and you think it's your thought, but it's really not your thought. In other words, you didn't really generate the thought. Where does it come from? I don't know, but it's some kind of an idea. The only way you can know whether it's a proper idea or not is by awareness, to be able to stand back and watch it. And not only whether it's a proper idea, but the source of the idea. You only can know the source of an idea by being able to stand back and watch it and observe it in the light. In God's light, you will see whether something is okay or whether there's something not quite right about it. And effortlessly, in God's light, you're able to let go of, to not follow the wrong idea. It's just marvelous, and it's hard to describe, but you got to have awareness so that you can observe when an idea is not right. It's kind of like the difference between discerning and judging. We all know what that is. It's okay to discern some error, but without judging and hating the person. Well, likewise, an idea might have a right source, or it might have to be from a wrong source. And in order to know the difference, you need awareness. And the only way you can have awareness is if you can learn to stand back from thoughts. And what I have to help you to stand back from thoughts is the little meditation. So I encourage you to give it a try. It could help you tremendously. If your life's not working out, if you say things that later you wish you hadn't said, if you do what you think is the right thing and nothing's working out, if you say things and it backfires all the time, see, then something's not quite right, and it might be the source. It might be what you're saying, or it may not be exact what you're saying, but it may be the source of what you're saying. And when the source is not right, then it's temptation, and it tempts other people. You see, it's like when somebody is talking at you instead of to you. Maybe they're saying the right thing, but it tempts you. You see, it tempts you to reject it. It tempts you to resent them. It tempts you to judge them for not having understanding. Do you see? So when you speak, it should have understanding in it. And that can only come when you are close to God's intuition and you move intuitively. God rarely talks to us with words. Mostly he shines his light upon things and makes things clear. So that voice in the mind, it's the voice of folly. It's the voice of temptation. And it's the voice of all the foolish people around you with all their foolish ideas. Learn to watch that. Learn to disregard it. Learn to stop struggling with it. Don't struggle with it. On the one hand, don't immediately leap and follow it. On the other hand, just watch, and you'll be safe. You'll know whether to turn right or left, and whether what comes to you is right or not. Mostly, when you say the right thing, you just say it. There's no energy. There's no voice. You don't have to verbalize every move. You just see the next thing to do, and you just do it. If you're walking down the street and there's a big hole in the sidewalk, you just walk around it. See? And like the monk went to the head monk and said, I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to do. And the head monk said, did you eat? And the monk said, yes. And then the head monk said, then wash the dishes. That's it. If you eat, then wash the dishes. No elaborate analytical process is necessary. See, if you can help somebody, help them. If you can't help them, then you can't help them. And so don't worry about it. It's very simple. Life is so simple. You just do the next thing. If you're not sure what to do, then just don't do anything. And just move intuitively. Have a light touch. And watch out for anger. Don't do things in anger. Don't do things in resentment. Don't do things as a reaction. Don't do things in excitement. Just flow from moment to moment. It's very simple to flow from moment to moment. And then if you're not sure, then just check with your conscience. And quietly, if it doesn't restrain you, then it's okay to go ahead. See, always check with your intuition. Always check with your conscience. And that way you'll be doing what is right. And if you have something to say, then just say it. If you have something to do, then just do it without resentment. See how that works. And your life will be much, much simpler. And without realizing it, you'll be doing God's will. Without realizing it, you'll be living properly. You see, going the right way is not going the wrong way. And mostly what people have for you is temptation or what they have worked for them. Look, here's another way of looking at it. Maybe what something they did, it worked for them. So then they tell you, but it may not be right for you. So how are you going to know whether it's right for you or not? Check with your intuition. It's your infallible guide. It's from God. See, God gives us intuition. He gives us conscience. See? So to do something, there's a world of difference between doing it because somebody said so or because you see that it's wise. You see the difference? So if somebody says something, check with your intuition. And if you see that it's wise, then you can go ahead. And if you're not sure, then just wait. And if it doesn't sit right with you, then don't do it. Always check with your intuition. Intuition first, last, and always. And when you read something on the outside that's right, you'll see it in God's light, in the light of intuition. So what is on the outside? The words on the outside, the words in the book, the words on the page, the words that you hear somebody else say, then maybe they confirm what you already knew. See, they confirm what you already knew wordlessly. And a good parent speaks to the child as if the child already knew, and the parent was reminding the child of what the child already knew. And thus the parent's words only confirm what the child already knows intuitively, as common sense, as what is right, as what is wise. You see what I mean? So life is very simple. When you live in the Spirit, when you live in God's life, in God's light. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.